I wonder what your reaction would be if someone asked you, "Do you enjoy God?" I fear that that sort of language sounds somewhat odd to us. Or if someone advised you, what you really need to do is you need to start enjoying God. I fear that we hear enjoy God and almost it feels like something we ought not do. Something we're apprehensive about the very language of it. Obey God, we get. Honor God, we get. Trust God, we get. But enjoy God? Enjoy means to experience something with joy, to take pleasure in something, to experience something with a sense of satisfaction. Here's what I'm afraid of. The hesitation that we have with the idea of enjoying God is often rooted in a wrong idea about God. An idea that we've created in our own mind, not an idea that reflects the God who has revealed Himself to us. And oftentimes in a church like ours where we take the greatness of God, the glory of God, the holiness of God with utmost seriousness, somehow, some way, we wrongly conclude that God is distant. That somehow, some way, that God is a distant being. And we start thinking about Him as a power to be appeased, a power that we want to be on the right side of. Or we start thinking about Him as some kind of force that we need. The way in which we distance ourselves creates this idea that enjoying God is not a way in which we should think. Not something that we should do. Was certainly a terrible, tragic error to minimize the holiness of God and maximize our standing before Him. We never want to fall into that error. But the Bible calls us to something that totally challenges our thinking. And that is, we are to put God where He rightly is. He is holy, holy, holy. He is other than us. He's not an extension of us, and yet He is relentless about cultivating a relationship with His people.